Lesson Share Instant Coffee. Copyright Springer Nature Limited 2019. Part 2.
The operation itself had gone well. Richard was fitted with the lens within a couple of hours. A few connections were made to the occipital lobe and cerebral cortex, but he didn't really understand the science behind it. He knew that the implant would have some control over his voluntary and involuntary eye movements, but he wasn't that interested in the details. All he really cared about was this. The device would allow him to take perfect, instantly edited photos simply by blinking. He didn't even have to worry about uploading the image himself. The state-of-the-art technology would do that for him within seconds. What did this all mean? It meant the most natural, point-of-view images of coffee you could imagine. And that meant hits, likes and followers. The first few days of the trial were a resounding success. Richard's blinks were producing some of the best, most artistic snaps he'd ever created. By the end of day one, his average views had risen by 14%. By day three, he'd gained over 10,000 new followers. His Love Latte series of photos were trending and were appearing all over the net, even getting a mention on Coffee Freak's video channel. Then came day four. Richard woke up on the Tuesday morning to buzz after buzz of notifications. He swiped the screen and began scrolling through what he thought would be further adulation. However, the first few comments on his latest photo made him sit up with fright.
Coffee Lover 44. OMG! What's that? Fat Boy. At Rich Aroma. Stick to the real coffee. Express O. Time to ditch Rich. At Rich Aroma.
Richard was dumbfounded. He tapped on the comment to take him to his last image. What was wrong with it? It was a simple snap of a frappe with orange and turmeric flavouring. That's all. It wasn't his best offering, but it certainly wasn't unfollow-worthy. Richard gasped as the image appeared. Somehow, his last photo was not of a frappe. It was a rather unfocused shot of his bedside table. You could make out an alarm clock, a stained white coffee mug, and a stale, burnt crust of toast on a plate. Behind that, horror of all horrors, rested Richard's jar of instant granulated coffee. He'd hidden the jar upstairs a few weeks earlier when some guests came round. After all, he couldn't be seen dead drinking any old flavoured water, could he? He barely had time to process this when up popped a new notification.
Your latest image has been uploaded to Photo Now.
What latest image? He tapped to see, and there it was. An image of his hand holding his phone, with the three negative comments displayed. Underneath read the caption, "What was wrong with it?" Hang on. That's what he was thinking when he read those comments. Then he must have blinked. Somehow, something had gone wrong. Richard's world was being uploaded blink by blink. The device could no longer separate the voluntary from the involuntary. Intentional uploads from Richard's inner voice.